Nach nun hier bei der Mishnah. Der Chama Maimrim, der Chama sei, bei Yehuda ha yoisin malacha bi arvei psochim. In Yehuda, they used to do malacha on Erev Pesach, ad chatzois. Hey, that was the din. And in Yehuda, you were allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Up until chatzois, but after chatzois, it's also. Uve Golol, though in Golol, the other part of Eretz Yisrael, leho yoisin kolikur. There they didn't do malacha at all on Erev Pesach. They held it was also to do malacha. Halayla, what about the night? Hey, the night coming in to Erev Pesach. The Leil of Orl Arbos, like Rashi says. What's the locha? Is Be Shammai Oisrim. Be Shammai says it's also to do malacha. He's not only in the daytime Erev Pesach, and even by night also, it's also to do malacha by night. Or Be Silo Matirim. Be Silo holds no, at night time for sure, you're allowed to do malacha. Ad HaNeitzachama, until Neitzachama. That's Bechal, the minig doesn't start until it comes the morning, Neitzachama. That's when the shalom, the minig, should start not to do malacha. But before Neitzachama, for sure, it's muta to do malacha. The Gemara says like this now. Mikora tonim min hoga. At the beginning, before we learned the minig, the Mishnah before said that there's a minig not to do malacha Erev Pesach, and certain places have the minig, you're allowed to do malacha. It's totally in the minig. Masha mikora din, you're allowed to do malacha. The only shalom is what the minig is. And ulipsoif toni surah. Now in our Mishnah, it's mashmit mikora din, it's also. Rashi says, mikora tonim min hoga. The first Mishnah was totally what the minig is. If it's a minig to do malacha or a minig not to do malacha. Well, if Saif Tony Yisuru, the Tony, Beishamai Oisrim, the Mashra Bechom Okim, Beishamai said it's also to do malacha in Erev Pesach. Mashma Tanissa Bechom Okim, Skrut Sestira. Is it only a minig not to do malacha or is it a Nissa? Amar Rabbi Yechlin Lakash, Rabbi Yechlin says there's no stira here. Tell Yehor Rabbi Meir, Yehor Rabbi Yudah. Sakya Machoikis. Between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. It's like a machlekes. What's the halacha between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Tanya we learned like this. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Be Yehuda hoi oisin malacha. Rav Yehuda holds mashmit mikir adin. The mikir adin, Yehuda was mekabel that you're allowed to do malacha. Be'arvei psochim. On Erev Pesach. Ad chatzois. Up until chatzois, mikir adin it's mutter. Over Galil, and the Galil though, ain't a moisin kolikir. Rav Yehuda holds the Galil held that mamash it's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach kol ikur. It's not a minig, but mamash it's mikir adin. And omolay Rav Meir, so Rav Meir said back to Rav Yehuda, ma raya Yehuda v'golo lekan. What does it have to do with Yehuda v'golo lekan? Like it's not Rav Meir holds it's not totally in din if it's mutar oser. Avad mikir adin rabbanon never made a din not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Elamokim shino golasos malacha oisin. It's totally what the minig of the mokim is. If you're in such a place that the noig, the minig is the custom there is, lasa is malacha, to do malacha on Erev Pesach is malacha oisin, you're allowed to do malacha. And mokim shinogu shloi lasa is, if the minig of this mokim is not to do malacha, and echnami den takei noisin, that's what Rav Meir answers back. So Gemara makes his diik. Mi dekoma Rav Meir min hogon, since Rav Meir says it's totally in the minig, is mechlaf miratzarayid Rav Yehudi surakoma. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mikir Adin, that Yehuda hold it was Osir, and Galil hold it was Mutter. That's Mikir Adin. Yeah, that in Yehuda they did Malach, and Galil they didn't do Malach. So I guess you see, it's a Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, if this Halacha not to do Malach is Mikir Adin, the Rabbanan made a Gzeira, made a Din you shouldn't do, or it's only told in the Minig. And the Minig is not Gemin, if it's only Minhogim, you could be Matir, like a Minig is like a Nether. You could be matter than the minig if you want to. Rashi gives mikir adin. Rabbanan said it's us. You can't do anything about it. It's an iser. So Rashi says, Maraya Yehuda v'gol lekan. Af kol mokim shinogu heter heter nogu iser iser. It's not only din in Yehuda and gol. It's totally any place. That's totally minhogim. Whatever the custom of that mokim is, you have to do. So mechlal Rabbi Yehuda isura kamar. Dibnei Yehuda matirin. Dibnei Yehuda held Rabbanan never made a gzera not to do malach and erev pesach. Abu Bnei Galil or Oisrim, but the people in Galil they talk El Miikar Radin with Rabbanon. It's also to do Malacha. The Minhaga come if they only say it's a Minig. My Peluk that Rav Meir. What's the Machlokes Rav Meir? Who Rav Yehuda Nami Hachi Heve Yomer Begalil? Who you Noigim by Yistashech Miro Latzman? Rav Yehuda Noigim by Heter. So what's the Machlokes if not for this point that Rav Yehuda holds? It's totally in Din, and Rav Meir holds no. It's totally what the Minig is. So the Gemara. The Sovar Rebbe Yehuda, Arba Osa Muta Basiyas Malachi, is it true that Rebbe Yehuda holds that in Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do Malacha, at least there's a place that held this Muta, like in Yehuda. They held it was Muta to do Malacha, for Tanya Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda has said like this, ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. If somebody is menachesh, means uproots, he has something growing, let's say like wheat growing, and you're menachesh, you uproot it. Rashi, a menachesh mibein tfuas dogen. You're planting wheat, and you want to like uproot the wheat and then plant it someplace else. So you're picking it up now. Is ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. V'nekra b'yodoy. And you picked it up in your hand. Is alocha shoishlo b'mokim hatit. You should right fast plant it in a mokim hatit where it's a little bit wet. V'yein shoishlo b'mokim hagerid. But don't plant it in a dry place. Why not? So you're supposed to, the shaila here is mishum chodesh. That the locha is, if something is growing and nishrash before the second day of Pesach, then we say the Omer is matarit, and there's no Issach Chodesh upon it. Mashenkin, if it's not Nishras, if it's not planted in time, that when it comes the second day of Pesach, Tes Zayin Benisin, it's not rooted, it doesn't have roots there, so then we say it's called Chodesh, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here you uprooted this wheat a few days before Pesach. So telling you an Eitzer is fast, go and plant it, the Mokam Atit. Mokam Atit, Rashi says, you want it to fast to get Shroshim to start growing fast before the Omer. Because the Omer is matir, anything that's rooted in the ground. Anything that first starts getting its root, you planted it even a day or two before Pesach, but it didn't start catching roots yet in the ground, is alocha asurim mishum chodesh, until it comes next year Pesach. Hey, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the locha. Any wheat that's planted before Pesach, if it's nishrash, if it's rooted and it has roots in the growing already, then when it comes the second day Pesach, that's mati. From then on, you're allowed to eat the wheat. But wheat that's first planted after that, or even if you planted a day before, but it didn't get roots yet, then the locha is the omer is not matarit, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here the eighth was, if you pulled it out on the 13th day, so it's saying fast, plant it fast, where? In a wet place. Rashi says in a wet place, because then it starts to get roots very fast. But don't plant it in Mokam HaGerir. Rashi says, Yovish in a dried out place, Sheinem Amar Liklet, because it's of a dried out place, then it doesn't get niklat so fast, doesn't get roots there, it doesn't grow so fast. So then you're afraid that Omer won't be matarit. So the diik is, B'shleisha osarin, Mashmon, we're talking about the 13th day of Nisan. That's when it's mutter to do this malacha of uprooting it and then planting it again. Of a barbo, so like, but on Erev Pesach, arbo, so mashmon, then it's osar. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do the malacha of uprooting and planting again. It says, Michti, let's see. Shamini le Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda, she there is. The Omar, kol har kovo, she'eno koletes l'shloisha yomim, shuv eino koletes. Anything you plant to grow, that within 3 days, then it starts to get roots. If it doesn't get roots by then, it'll never get roots. So, sir, as long as it's planted 3 days before the second day of Pesach, it should be good. Now, these sakotat, if you're going to tell me now, that arba os is muta basis melacha, that on Erev Pesach also, you're allowed to do melacha, lo molish loish also, why do you dafka have to plant it? On the 13th day of Nisan, for yikar abeser, if you hold, all it has to be is planted for 3 days. Something that's in the ground for 3 days, after 3 days, right away it starts to get shroshim, starts to have roots. So it would have been enough to plant it on the 14th day, on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you would have what? Yikar abeser, you would have the 14th day. Vicha meser, you'd have the next day, the first day of Pesach. Umiksa shisaser, and you have a little bit of the 16th day. So that's 3 days. So it's enough that these plants, these wheat, is in the ground for 3 days before the Omer. Then it's called, it has roots in the ground, and it'll be mutter. So why do you bedavka have to plant it on Yud Gimel, the 13th day? Why isn't it enough to plant it on the 14th day? That's the kasha. If you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yud holds, there's a mokum that you're allowed to plant on the 14th day. So here we want to bring a raya, Rabbi Yud Yishitra is, you're not allowed to do malach any place. On Erev Pesach, the din is, you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach. So that's a raya. Because if you say you are allowed to do malacha, why can't you wait till Erev Pesach and plant it then? Like Rashi says, Menachesh bar basaloi. But if you plant it on the 14th day, it's no good. Oh, my time, Menachesh loy shosar. Why on the 13th day? For loy katoni arbos, it's not enough to do this on the 14th day. You could uproot it, then plant it again, and it'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. If you want to tell me if you planted the 14th, it won't start having roots. That's brought on the 16th day. That's not true. We hear from Rabbi Yehuda, the Parakam of Rosh Hashanah, that all you need is just 3 days. Now, we are boss of Mutim Loch, if on Erev Pesach, the 14th. You are allowed to do Melochom. Ninkot Arbeza. Pick it off and plant it again on the 14th day. Toika mixes arbeisa, you have a little bit of the 14th day. Vichameisa kule, and the whole 15th day. Or mixa shisun, a little bit of the 16th day. Ad shasak revosoi, until this man when you bring it. So if you tell me now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach, why do you have to davka plant it on the 13th day? It should have been enough to plant it on the 14th day. That's the Gemara's kasha. So Gemara gives a few turutzim. Omar Rava, one teretz says, Begalil shonu. Here we're talking about in Galil, it's no kasha. Rabbi Yehuda is also asking, it's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Mokim Yehuda and Mokim Galil. In the Galil, they held it was Osir. So Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in Galil. Rabbi Yehuda himself could hold that in Yehuda it's mutter to do it. Just in the Mokim of Galil, he's also asking it's Osir. So in Galil, you can't plant on the 14th day. You would have to plant on the 13th day. Drat Yomara, I've week or Layla. Ah, you have the night, even if you want to tell me in Galil that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Erev Pesach itself. But the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, at night time, the oral arbos, you are allowed to do Malacha. So why can't you plant at the night time? Omer Rav Sheshes says to Beis Shammai, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is like Beis Shammai, that the night of Erev Pesach is also to do Malacha in Galil. Rav Ashi says no. Liolam ke Beis Hillel, a table going according to Beis Hillel Shita, that avad at night time you are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why do you have to plant these wheats on the 13th day? Why can't you wait till that night, the night coming into the 14th day, and plant it then? You still have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Have the Gemara lefi shein darkon shuvin yodim lanachish b'laylam. Pasha the Mitzvah, people don't go out in the fields and uproot and plant on at night time. That's why it's not lemaisa to do it at night time. If you want to, you could do it at night time. But usually people don't go and plant at night time. Therefore it says, when should you plant? The 13th day. But on the 14th day, in Galil is takosa. Revinu amal yoelim b'Yehuda. No, I tell you what Taka is talking about in Yehuda. Even though Yehuda holds, in the Mokim Yehuda, you're allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why can't you plant these seeds, plant these wheats now on the 14th day? You'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Uvashrosha, yeah. The Teretz says, Uvashrosha, chad mixa sayyam kukula amrinan. Obetray mixa yam kukula lay amrinan. That's if you say we have to have 3 days that has to be in the ground, then something starts getting roots. Now, how long is 3 days? So Pasha 3 days means mamish 3 24-hour periods. That would say no. On the 16th day, the yomer is mat in the middle of the day. You can start eating it even in the middle of the day. So you see, you don't need the complete 16th day. It's enough mixas hayom. Half of a day is considered like the whole day. But you only say that out of one of the 3 days and not for two of the 3 days. If you're going to tell me your first plant on the 14th day, so you're not going to plant it again right away by shkum in the morning. People also don't do that right away. When do they start planting? A little bit in the afternoon or in the morning they start, later on in the day they start planting. So if the first plant in the middle of the day or 14th, even in the morning, you don't have the complete 24 hours of the 14th. So you only have a mixus to the 14th day. Sure, you have the whole 15th day, but the 16th, they bring the yom in the middle of the day. So again, you only have half of a day. So 2 half of a days, we don't say. You need at least 2 complete days. Only the 3rd day, you can say half of a day is good. So if we need a complete 14th, a complete 15th, and a mixus of the 16th. So how do you have a complete 14th? And you have to do it on Yud Gimel. That's why you have to do a 13th, not because you're not allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. But if you wait till Erev Pesach, it won't have enough Hashroshim. You won't have two complete days. You'll only have 1 complete and 2 halves. That's not enough. You need at least 2 complete days. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Kol Malacha Shehischo Bo Koydum Laba Osir. Any Malacha type of a work, like you are starting to make a suit. If you started to make it before Erev Pesach, is Alacha Goymru Barabosim. Then you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Avol Lo Yaschu Bo Betchilo Barabosim. But you're not allowed to start any malacha at the beginning on Erev Pesach. you first want to start making a sweater now, you shouldn't start making the sweater on Erev Pesach. Even if it's a small sweater that you could finish it today on Erev Pesach, still you shouldn't do it. So this Mishnah is saying that we're matter to do Malach on Erev Pesach, it's only to finish off something that you started already. In other words, finishing is not considered such a malacha, such a big work. But to start, you're not allowed to start on Erev Pesach. So it's a machlokes, we're showing them exactly what this Mishnah means. Does the Mishnah means the makam that it's mutter to do malacha, even in a makam that you are allowed to do malacha, what malacha are you allowed to do Erev Pesach? You're only allowed to finish a malacha. But to start a malacha, you're not allowed to. And some of our Shem learn, no, our Mishnah is going for a carrot. There's a makam not to do malacha. But what type of a malacha are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to start the new malacha. But if you started to make the sweater before Erev Pesach, and now it comes Erev Pesach, just to finish something, that's not called the chashiv malacha. Just to finish, that's mutter. There are three type of workmen that are allowed to do their work on Erev Pesach. Ad chatzois, until chatzois, because the rabbin, people need them. V'eluhein, these are the three people. Poshim means any place, even if it's a minig, not to do malachim, but these three people are allowed to do malachim. Ha-chaitin, the weavers, his poshim, people need their suits made for yomtiv. So comes Erev Yomtiv, your suit is not finished, you want to give it to a weaver, to a tailor, to finish your suits. So the other rabbonim to make an exerim. Havada, the achitim, the weavers, are allowed to work on Erev Pesach until chatzois. The asaporim, and people give haircuts. People have to take a haircut Erev Yomtiv. Supposed to take a haircut Erev Yomtiv. So therefore the haircut, the barber is allowed to be open on Erev Pesach up until chatzois. The hakoifsim, the people that wash for you, the laundry, that you want to give your clothing in to be cleaned for Yomtiv, so everybody needs them, so they're allowed to work up until chatzois. Even in the Malkam, the meaning is not to do melacha, these three are allowed to do melacha. Because it's a Sarach HaRabim, and Sarach HaMoyed, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Afritzanim. Also the people that work tin is with leather, their shoes. So Rashi says, Ritzanim means Oshchafnim. That means the people that blacken your shoes. In other words, if you have a shoe that has to be blackened, it's not ready to wear yet, also that's called Sarach HaYomtiv, and people need the shoes to be ready for Yomtiv. So therefore, if you work on shoes to fix them up, you're allowed to work on them Erev Pesach Ad Chatzois, according to everybody. What? That, no, that doesn't say. About shechem, people should have shechted before. Oh, you're right. No, you're right. Oichon nefesh zichem mutter. That's not called malach. You're right. You're 100% right. Malach is oichon nefesh treat as mutter. Right. Tell me, you're allowed to do anyant. Of course, you do that. Right. So only malach that's also do anyant. If you shouldn't do erev pesach. Right. Right. Cooking also about you're allowed to cook erev yomtiv also. The same thing. Right. Iboilihu. Litzarach ha-moyed tenan. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to finish off a sweater, is it only if you need a sweater for Yomtiv? But if you don't need it for Yomtiv, you can't even finish off the sweater. Is that Pshat now Mishnah? Because the Mishnah Mamash is only saying you could do a malacha that's only finishing it off, and if it's necessary for Yomtiv. Oiduma, maybe not. Maybe Shalom Litzarach ha-moyed tenan. Our Mishnah is talking about even if you don't need it for Yomtiv. Since you're only finishing it off, that's mutter. Avul tzarech, but let's say you want something now that you need for yomtiv. Your mamish need a sweater for yomtiv. Aschulim aslinim, maybe even let us start it also. About you doing it for yomtiv, maybe that's mutter. I do. My third side is no. Bein litzarech hamoyed, bein shlo tzarech. Whether you need it for yomtiv, whether you don't need it for yomtiv. Locher is migmarin aschuliloi. You're allowed to start, but you can't finish. Because our mishnah is talking about any case. Whether you need the sweater for yomtiv or not, the locker is you're only allowed to start doing it for yomtiv, but you can't finish it off. You're not allowed to start. You're only allowed to finish it off. Toshima, come and bring your raya. The Mishnah says, "Avolo yaskel betchila biyar." There's not the Mishnah, the Brayson. Avolo yaskel, you're not allowed to start doing malacha betchila biyar also on Erev Pesach. Afilo tzilzu cotton. Afilo a small belt, something small that you could finish it. Still, you can't start doing on Erev Pesach. And afilu shavcha katana, even a small shavcha, Rosh Hashanah tassel rosh. That's what the ladies used to wear to put over their hair. They used to wear like a kerchief over their hair, a shavcha. You can't make that on Erev Pesach either. Now, my afilu, what does it mean, even these things? Even these things, this belt and this kerchief over the head, you can't start to make on Erev Pesach. Lav doesn't mean to tell us that afilu hani l'sarach ha-moyed, even this belt and this kerchief that you need for Yomtiv still, migmarin, you're only allowed to finish it if you started before Yomtiv.
But you're not allowed to start. Start, you're not allowed to. So the churah mechlal letzaraya, tishler letzarech. But if you're not doing letzarech hayomtiv, I'll tell you then, migmar nami legarminim. Maybe you're not allowed to even finish it off, maybe. Like the first part of the Gemara, luchumra, that you only have this kula if you need it for yomtiv. Something you need for yomtiv, then we say you're allowed to finish off the mlach on Erev Pesach. But if you don't need it for yomtiv, you can't even finish it off. So that's the raya from this braisa. So Mara says, loy, maybe from this braisa you wouldn't have such a raya. I tell you, we're talking about now, we're talking about now, even if you don't need it for yomtiv, I'll tell you, migma nami garminin. No. I tell you, as long as you're only finishing off a malacha, it's something you started from before yomtiv, you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Or my afilu. So the question is, what's the afilu, even these things, like anything that you're only finishing off, you're allowed to finish off on Erev Pesach. So Mara says, afilu hani nami, tizutrininu. These things are very small. You're making a small belt, or you're making a small kerchief. The salka daitachaminach, I would think, Haskalosan zui gemar malachtam. Even starting it is also only a very small malacha. It's just like you're finishing it off. So I would think, just like you're allowed to finish it off, maybe these things you're allowed to start also. Is lechatchila kamash malon. That's the chiddush of this braisa. That even these things that are very small and easy to do, still we say the halacha is, when are you allowed to do it? Only if you started to do it before Erev Pesach. But if you didn't start before, you first want to start now on Erev Pesach, it's tak osur, even though it's a small malacha. But really, we could be talking about you don't need it for yomtiv. In other words, you don't only have to have something that's tzarech yomtiv. Even if it's not the tzarech yomtiv, still it's mutter. Providing what? There's one tonight that you have to start it before yomtiv. As long as you Erev Pesach, as long as you're only finishing something on Erev Pesach, finishing a thing is not called such a big work. But to start work and finish it, that's awesome. Even though it's a small work, still you shouldn't start it. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. But we don't have a riot to our Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about, even though it's not Litzarech Hayontav, maybe still it's Mutter. Toshima, come now, bring another riot. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Kol Malacha Shil Litzarech Hamoyed. Any type of a work that you want to do now that's for the purpose to be used on Pesach is Goimro Bar Bosar. You're allowed to finish that work you have to do on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to finish it. Goyim Rabbi Arbosa, so Rashi says, Afilu b'mokim shaloi noa b'lat smlocha. So here Rashi is learning Pshat now Mishnah, that our Mishnah is talking about even in the place that the minig is not to do melacha on Erev Pesach. But we say, what are you not allowed to do? You're just not allowed to start the melacha. But to finish off a melacha, that's how Mishnah is being mechadish. To finish off a melacha, you're allowed to finish it off even on Erev Pesach. So the Bryce says now, Goyim Rabbi Arbosa. Now, Amosai, when are you allowed to finish it off? Bizman shehischobo koidem arbosa. Only if you started to do it before arbosa. Avoloi hischobo koidem arbosa. But if you didn't finish, you didn't start to make this handkerchief, to make this belt before Erev Pesach, lo yaschobo barbosa. You're not allowed to start doing it, making this belt on Erev Pesach. And afilu tzilzukotin. Even if it's only a small belt, that it's not such a hard work to do, and you can finish it today in a few hours, still, you're not allowed to do it. And afilu shavcha ketana, even if it's a small kerchief that the ladies put over the head, still they're not allowed to start, and not allowed to start, even though they'll finish it on Erev Pesach. And litzarech hamoyed in, shlo litzarech hamoyed loy. Here it says clearly, what is it mutter to finish off? Only something that's a tzarech hamoyed. If it's necessary to be used for on yomtiv, then you're allowed to finish it off. Oh, shlo litzarech hamoyed loy. But if you don't need it for yomtiv, then you're not allowed to even finish it off. Yes, so Chura Bryce says clearly that only the Tzarech HaMoed is mutter. Oh, but Shlolot is a diik now. This is a diik. The Tzarech HaMoed in. Shlolot Tzarech HaMoed light. So Mara says, no, maybe there's no raya. I'll tell you who adin maybe to Yafilu Shlolot Tzarech Nami Gamrinan. Maybe even if you don't need this kerchief or this belt for yomtiv, still you're allowed to finish it off. Oh, but Zoy, what is the Bryce telling us? Welcome, Ashman. This is the Chiddush of our Bryce. The afilu letzarech hamoyed, even in a case where you do need it for yomtiv, like you need a belt for yomtiv, you want to finish weaving it, or you need this kerchief for yomtiv, still the locha is migmar in aschuliloi. I'll tell you, you're only allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. That's pshat in this braisa. But it could be, even if you don't need something for yomtiv, still, if you started to make it before Erev Pesach, and now it comes in Erev Pesach and you want to finish it, maybe to finish something is always mutter. But if it's to start, is always awesome.
But it could be, if Abiyah started before Erev Pesach, you're allowed to finish it, even though it's Shlomo Tzorech HaMoed. Therefore, again, we have no clear Raya. What's Pshat now, Mishnah? Toshima, come and bring another Raya. Here's the clear Raya. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Malocha Shlomo Tzorech HaMoed. Any Malocha that's the purpose is the Tzorech HaMoed. Is Alocha Goimro B'yar Bosa. You're allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. So it says clearly, if it's a Malocha that you need for Yom Tov, it's a belt or a kerchief you want to use for Yom Tov, for Pesach. So now you're allowed to finish making on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Vish Einu L'Tzorech HaMoed. Let's say it's not something you plan to use on Pesach, then Osir. You're not allowed to finish it on Erev Pesach. V'Oisin Malocha Barvei Pesachim Ad Chatzos. You're allowed to do this type of a Malocha on Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos. V'Mokim Shinogu. If the minig is to do at least this much Malocha. That's why Rashi's Masbir, we're going now that the minig here is really not to do Malocha on Erev Pesach. But this type of a Malocha, the minig is to be Mekel. What's the Malocha? If you need the belt for Yom Tov, and all you have to do is just finish it, you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Mokim Shinoguin, Loinoguloi. But if the minig is not even to do this Malocha, then Taka, even this you can't do. Like Rashi says, second top Rashi. Loinoguloi. If the minig is not to afilu gomar, even just to finish it off, if that's the minig in your mokum, not even to finish off a malach and erev pesach, to abe gemar kamina, we're talking about now, just finishing it off, that's also wasser. In other words, there is such a minig not to do any malach at all on erev pesach, not even just to finish it off. So if that's the minig, you can't even finish it off. But if the minig is to be mekel, a koponah to do some malachim, what are you allowed to do? You're only allowed to finish off the belt or finish off the kerchief for Yom Tov. So, Shema Mina, Litzarech HaMoyed in, Shlo Litzarech HaMoyed loy, Shema Mina. Here we have a clear raya that our Mishnah says you're allowed to do malachim, finish off a malachim, never Pesach, it's only if you need it for Yom Tov. If you want to finish off a belt or finish off a sweater, something that you're going to use for Yom Tov, then we say it's mutter to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Reinachnami, if you're not going to use it on Pesach, even though all you have to do is just finish it off, that's also bechlal the minig not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Now this is all talking about a mokum that the minig is not to do malacha. Not to do malacha. So even the minig is not to do malacha, there's only one type that's an exception that you're allowed to do. And that is, if you need something for Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish it off. So if you have a suit, you just want to finish it off. It was done already, the suit. You just have to finish making the hem on the pants. Or finish off sewing something, that avad is mutter. So that's called the Tzorech HaMoed. So you're allowed to do that on Erev Pesach. The Chachamim Moirim Nechamim say, Sholosh Umnias. You have three type of trades, people working, that they're allowed to work every place on Erev Pesach. Up to Chatzos. Tona. Ha-chayit. Why is a weaver allowed to work? Shekein hedyit. Toifer kadaka b'chol ha-shemoed. So one teretz says, because it's not such a big malocha. Because sewing, there are cases that you could sew even on chol ha-shemoed. If you sew in a normal manner, kedarka, not like an uman, not like a professional does, but like a hedyot, a regular person sews, there is a type of sewing that's mutter to do on Chol HaMoed. And everybody knows that Chol HaMoed is more chomer than Erev Pesach. So if you're allowed to do a simple type of sewing on Chol HaMoed in the middle of Yom Tov, so pshit, you're allowed to sew a chayit, a numen, on Erev Pesach. Trashi, ha-chaytin mishum hochi shorer barboso, why is the weaver allowed to do his work on Erev Pesach? Bechol mokim, any place. Ben Kula Mishar Umnis. We find that more Mekel than other Umnis, Gabi Cholos Shemoed. Then a Cholos Shemoed, this Moloch you're allowed to do. Shkein Hed Yit Tefek Adakoi. Mishni B'moed Kotin. Hed Yit Chain Umen, a regular person that can't sew like a professional, Hilkach, he's allowed to sew on Cholomoed. Hilkach Barbosa, the Kilm Cholos Shemoed, on Erev Yom Tov, that's more cow, more lenient than Cholos Shemoed. Hafilu Umen Namishari. The Rabbanim were even Mekel, a professional person could also sew on Erev Pesach. V'yakoifsin, what about, Sapronim v'yakoifsin, a barber and the laundryman, he's allowed to work on Erev Pesach. Shekein habom emdinas hayom. Let's say a person that was traveling before Yom Tov, coming over the ocean, and v'yotzei beis asurim, or else somebody was put in jail, and he's finally coming out of jail on Chol HaMoed. He is alocha mesaprin or mechasim b'chol ha-shemoed. Even though Stamazul, you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, or you're not allowed to wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, but people that were in Oinus, that couldn't do it before Yom Tov, they were traveling over the ocean, or else they were in jail, and they first came out in Erev on Chol HaMoed, they were allowed to take a haircut and wash the clothing on Chol HaMoed. So again,
since you see there's cases that you're allowed to take a haircut and wash your clothing on Chol HaMoed, the Rabbanu will make it to do this on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Yosef, if you do one there after it's on him, even a person that works with the shoes, the leathers, to fix up the leathers, that's the shoe, that's also...